your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
A 9-year-old boy is thought to have died of a heart attack after falling into the sea in Dymchurch. Karina has more for KMFM.
Well, emergency crews were called to the Hythe Road area after a passerby pulled the boy out of the water, where he was then treated by paramedics. Coast Guard said the boy, who's been named locally as Connor McDonald, was extremely hypothermic. He was taken to the William Harvey Hospital in Ashford, but died overnight.
This is KMFM News.
The government's being urged to put more money into support services for the transgender community in Kent as the number of people asking for help rises. Kieran has this special report for the update.
Well, the Medway Gender and Sexual Diversity Clinic in Rochester have told KMFM they've seen more people contact them following high-profile cases like reality star Caitlyn Jenner in America. However, they receive no funding and have to charge their clients. Hilary Cook is from the group and says that's something they desperately want to change.
If we could access a funding so the individual didn't have to contribute in any way, or it didn't reduce the funds we've managed to gather together, we can then see more people.
People in Kent who want free support have to travel as much as 100 miles to a gender identity clinic in West London. 19-year-old Leon Chaffee from Chatham, who uses the Midway Centre, says that's not fair.
Having to pay for it is a struggle. The NHS won't fund it, which is really annoying. Like, we've all inquired about it, but we're just waiting for the day that they realise it should be funded.
It's feared if the government doesn't do more to help the area, more transgender men and women will suffer mentally. Farah Herbert from Seven Oaks made the transition to a woman in 2013 and says she tried to take her own life after feeling trapped inside the wrong body.
I always knew I was different, and it's not until the sort of introduction of the internet and speaking with other people and understanding it that understood exactly what it was.
This afternoon, a group of MPs will hold the first inquiry into transgender equality, with campaigners hoping it'll help raise awareness and eventually funding.
KMFM News.
A lorry driver's been jailed for just over a year after smuggling over 400 kilos of tobacco into the port of Dover. Border Force officers arrested the 42-year-old from Poland after making the discovery inside his vehicle last month. 10,000 cancers a year may be going untreated in England because of a big variation in early diagnosis rates. Cancer Research UK examined 25 areas between 2012 and 13 and says the differences are unacceptable. The figures show Kent and Medway are among the worst. Fiona Osgun is from the charity.
It really highlights the difference between different areas of England. So what this research showed was that if the rest of England were as good as the southwest at diagnosing cancer early, that over 2 years that would amount to about 20,000 more people being diagnosed at the earliest stages of cancer.
KMFM News.
Volkswagen's confirmed it made an operating loss of £2.5 billion between July and September. It's put aside £5 billion to cover the cost of recalls as a result of the car maker's emissions scandal. Its chief executive Herbert Diess says he's doing his best to put things right.
Our customers' confidence and trust is what is most important to us. And we are doing everything what we can to win back this trust in our brand and in our great products.
Eurostar's seen another increase in passenger numbers. They rose 2% between July and September compared to the same quarter last year. The companies say it was helped by fans travelling to the Rugby World Cup and both London and Paris Fashion Weeks. And free Wi-Fi will soon be available in all of Kent's libraries. Only 30 streets in the county offer the service, but the Arts Council have now agreed to pay for the remaining 66 to have it installed by April next year.
KMFM Sport.
Football, and the Chelsea manager Jose Mourinho says he still has the backing of his players despite another disappointing defeat. Their defence of the League Cup is over after losing on penalties at Stoke in the last 16. It's another low point for Chelsea this season, but Mourinho says everyone's sticking together.
You think the players are not with me? You think the players, they didn't give everything to win the game? It's a lack of respect to the players, not to me. For me, it would be a fantastic situation if the players are against me. I can say we don't have results because the players are against me.
Arsenal are also out after suffering a 3-0 defeat at Sheffield Wednesday. And seven candidates have made the shortlist for the election to succeed Sepp Blatter as FIFA president. Michael Platini is among those on the list, although he'll only be considered if his global ban from football is lifted before February's vote. That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.